Skype be live.
And this is probably going to be very racist.
Bonus.
Bonus.
It's a boy bonus. Oh, yeah.
Boinus. Boinus.
But the time is over?
That's a sports noise.
Yeah, sports noise.
Something for the fellas.
Yeah, they love to hear, what is that, a shot clock violation? I don't even know.
Substitution.
A horse on the court. Shut it down. Everything stop. Get out of there. Man, I don't know why I still think about it. This in itself is maybe surprising, but I don't remember how this happened. But I refereed youth soccer for a while when I was in like high school, and which is mostly just, you know, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. It's like baby soccer, so you're just standing there mostly. Sure. I think refereeing youth soccer was like the closest I'll ever come to feeling hungover before I'd ever known what a hangover was, because just standing there while like kids run around you just feels naturally like that. But yeah, you had to take a test, and it was like for baby soccer. So it was just like the whole test was, you know, the test was like, what do you do if a dog runs on the field? And it was like, give it a jersey. Like, no, you don't give the dog a jersey. And like, congratulations, you're cleared to go get screamed at by parents who are over serious about a sport that doesn't even really have a career path in the US. Maybe it does. I don't know. I don't know shit about soccer. They seem to make a lot of money, you know, but
they do. That's true.
Yeah. I feel like every year lately, people have been like, this is the year soccer's going to do it. It's going to be, you know, it's getting bigger and bigger. And it's like, okay. Yep. do not believe you. Sure. But hey, it's the beautiful game. So who am I to say? You know, I think if they had some camera angles that weren't just from above and everyone looked like ants running around, you know, maybe if that would be more interesting, but I don't know. Standing by.
Yeah. So, what do we got here? We got Temu listing chat. We could just talk about Temu listings that I find in these banner ads on the news stories we do. That's actually interesting. We could maybe do a whole bonus based on just Chumbox stuff from the local news channel articles.
Everything we've been attempted to be sold.
I'll just scroll through a little bit here. Let's see. A t-shirt, a fake ass looking hat, like the worst, like kind of stonewashed hat you've ever seen, baseball hat, and it says screened on it is the "What a Difference a Dave Makes." That is apparently a hat. Very limited audience.
A screen printed hat, something that just looks weird immediately.
It's like a, I don't know, like a fleece hoodie, I guess, but it's meant to be very oversized, and it says coffee, and it's got a little black cat holding a mug of coffee because murder is wrong. Now that's something you'd see at the office, not the hoodie itself, but the slogan and the whole deal.
Mm-hmm. This more threatening than usual. I mean, usually you get with like a "I'm crabby" when I don't have my coffee.
Yeah, because I'll shoot up this office. Yeah,
coffee. Yeah, not usually. This is the only thing holding me back.
Because I'll kill Mr. Peterson. It's not. there's a. This started because I sent around a toilet sticker, which I didn't know was the thing that existed. There's one that says "Merry Christmas" and it goes on the toilet tank, and it's just a snowman and stuff. It's sort of a non-denominational Christmas. A nice little message to send to anybody at your home who's sitting down to take a dump. I think that's nice.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's good. They're selling this
because they won't see it if they're going to pee because they're lifting up the lid.
Yeah, so. I'd like to get a lot of this. I'd like to just decorate my toilet like fully NASCAR style, every inch of available real estate covered.
Yeah,
with drop shipped decals. I don't know. I'm just looking at the screenshot you sent earlier what they call a funny Halloween ghost toilet decoration, which makes it look like there's a ghost who's in your toilet looking to eat your poop.
Right. Poop.
He's got his mouth open in a place where you don't really want to have your mouth open. One thing I didn't notice that I like here is there's a they're selling a what looks like it's a strip of kind of plastic or something that you put around the base of your toilet to prevent mildew. But they had the pattern they've chosen for this strip is speckled, which makes it look like your toilet is covered in mildew. So I don't know if that's a huge improvement.
Yeah, it's covered in it. It's like, oh, it looks kind of like pubes. It's like, oh, cool. Like that's that looks great. It looks dirty.
Yeah, I don't like any of this stuff that's like, you know, I wish there was like a setting on Amazon to not, because it's like, I'm a big, I don't know, when people buy, like, they're like, oh, this is like a $5, dude, I just remember my dad buying a bot, it was just like classic kind of bottle opener, like, you know what, and the thing that you used to use, what are they called, it's got the triangle that you can punch into like an old school fucking Juicy Juice can or something. And he was like, I got this off Amazon for like $2. And literally the first thing he tried to open with a bent in half. Like, I don't know who's buying, like you're not saving money when you're buying like a $2 tool from Amazon that is going to immediately break or fuse itself to whatever you're trying to fix.
But dude, the stuff on here is absolutely next level, because it's like, I don't even know I'm curious as to what shows up in the mail when you order some of these things, because like,
oh, you here, get a it's DHL tracking number, and then 4 weeks later,
right? But this is like, there's like a something called Savagery Pour Homme, and it's a $7 bottle of cologne. You know, it's like a weird knockoff of that Johnny Depp cologne.
Yeah, $7 cologne. You know what smells better than $7 cologne? Really, anybody.
Right.
Any one sense.
Like, there's like a USB stick you plug into your bottom of your phone that presumably then just immediately somehow beams it out to the CCP or something. Like, yeah. I have no idea how that... nothing electronic from any of these places, I feel like. Plug not a good idea.
Plug this thumb drive into your computer, and it'll connect you to the lottery satellites.
Right. Follow the instructions that follow. What else? There's a 2023 new smartwatch, like a knockoff Apple Watch, cost $10.49. Like, what is coming in the mail when you order that? Like, what shows up at your house?
It's it's not even, like, their prices are so low that even a knockoff, I feel like, would cost more than that. Like, just materials. Like, that's going to make, I don't know, it's got to be toxic as shit. It's got to be made out of, like,
it's made out of asbestos. Lead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, here's like a child sized shirt. I would not put anything I bought from this on my, like, let it touch my child, probably. Five things you should know about my grandma. Number one, she is a crazy grandma. So maybe could use another pass on the copy.
First of all, watch out. One. She's unhinged.
But also just like saying she's a crazy grandma. You're saying grandma again in the first of five things about grandma. Mm-hmm. Number two, she loves me to the moon and back. Number three, she can't control her mouth, which could be sad depending on how you. Number four, she has anger issues and a serious dislike for stupid people. Number five, mess with me and they will never find your body. So just like a lot going on this thing.
Real escalation there. It doesn't sound like a particularly pleasant woman in any description here.
She's a crazy grandma. I told you right up front. You know, that was the headline. A lot of probably very real reviews, but five stars. So,
What are they saying? saying about the?
It's just to me. It's just a fascinating marketplace to me. You know, because I would never want them to have my address. Like, I'm all good on that. But just some of these things that are like things that normally cost like $600 that cost like $12. Like, what do you get? Is it anything?
But buying a $6 garlic press and taking literally like 3 years off the lifespan of the earth, like destroying our atmosphere. It's like, what is customs doing with this? Like, just like, why? There's so much, a billion fucking toilet covers that have to go through customs. You get like, it's, I just,
very cool.
I mean, like in a lot of ways, shipping is obviously like, you know, I think it's probably bad, even though I'm like guilty of ordering a lot of stuff, you know, the fucking Amazon, you order it and they send, and then you're like, oh, also I need this or whatever.
Yeah,
but like international shipping is just, it should still be something that is like, you do it if you need something that doesn't exist here. You shouldn't be just getting $5 cheaper like kitchen tools and having, you know, them travel the globe, circumnavigate the Earth to get, you know, a fucking, like, cutting board. It right. just simply is not, cannot be worth it.
I mean, here's one that truly should not be allowed. It appears to be a, let's see what the price is, $5.53 surge protector. That just is not.
Oh, my God. That is not, yeah, okay, yeah.
That one, you're putting other people at risk. That's no good. You can't do that. Don't, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That shouldn't be allowed.
I feel like people forget about electricity sometimes that it's a powerful force, you know? Like, it's, like, it kind of does, like, I'm nervous about it. Like, you see people using the rattiest fucking, like, you know, you see somebody, like, super ratty extension cords. Or, you know, a lot of times you see people with, like, really old, like, phone charging cords or whatever that are, like, completely exposed. Like, right. There's just pure wiring. It's like, you realize that is plugged into a wall outlet. Like, it is plugged into the electricity of the city. Like, I don't know. I feel like
the power of Thor is coursing yeah. through this. Yeah.
I know it just charges your phone, but if everything goes wrong, that could throw you into a wall. Like, that could throw you across the room and stop your heart. There's a lot of, there's like a thing where it's like, if you watch stuff about building PCs and computers and stuff, there are like a lot of them that are like, hey, like, so when you build a PC, there's a power supply that it, you know, is what takes, plugs into the wall, takes the power, distributes it to the motherboard, all that stuff. And they're always like, you should spend money on this. Because apparently a lot of people are like, oh, you know where I could shave a couple dollars? Just by buying like a fake shitty transformer from China, from Wish.com and throwing it into your computer. And they were like, that will cause a fire. Don't remember that there's like... I mean, these things are like 650-800 watts of
right.
Like,
what's the cheapest option? I need the cheapest option for this thing that can blow up in my face.
Yeah, that's just like connected to got a $5 surge protector. I don't think that would like void your home insurance. If they found out about that.
It should. I would say that. Wow. What a world.
I was reading about speaking of insurance, speaking of those cool guys, cool, really cool business, very sick business, love paying $650 a month for the ability to get some stuff for free once I spend $4,500 over the year. Just a good deal. I mean, talk about
USA.
Value.
USA.
Yeah. But I was reading about first it came out that it was like Wimbledon, for whatever reason, Wimbledon had pandemic insurance. Like, I guess that was a thing. And again, I mean, signing up or paying for pandemic insurance is, you have to be a pretty worried person. I mean, you know, like.
You mean they had it like before the pandemic happened? You're right. Because now you just straight up can't get it. They're just like, no, we don't offer that anymore. That's like, that's carved out of every single insurance policy. Like, for like I looked into wedding insurance, right? Mm-hmm. And like all the policies are like, oh, yeah, if like COVID happens again or whatever, like that doesn't count, basically. And it's like, okay, well, then why else would I be getting, you know what I mean? Like, realistically, like that's the main thing I'm worried about. So,
it's crazy to be like, because it's like offering like apocalypse insurance where it's just like, well, if this happens, like.
If aliens come.
Yeah. It's like, well, I think I won't worry about it. Whatever. Yeah. So whatever reason, Wimbledon had pandemic insurance. So they got paid paid out for it. No one else spent money on it.
Some fucking guy who works at the insurance company, like, oh God. God.
But apparently, I don't have like primary sources for this, but it sounds reasonable to me or whatever.
This tennis sound is very soothing. I was like, what?
Yeah,
what is that? Yeah, that's nice.
It's nice. So it was like, someone was talking about, it was like, I mean, full disclosure here, this is somebody on Reddit, but it wasn't in any of the crazy subreddits or whatever. Someone said there's a movie theater in their city or town or whatever that it also had pandemic insurance, probably because it's run by some doomsday guy or whatever. And COVID happened. Yeah, and COVID happened, and they tried to cash. They called, they're like, hey, fucking pay out. the pandemic that we paid for happened, and the insurance company tried to take them to court and say this doesn't count because it's a new pandemic. They were like
Spanish flu. Spanish flu.
Yeah, they were like, it has to be the plague. It has to be one of those. And thankfully, the court was like, yeah, no, this is like, no, you know, you lost the one bet out of, you know, a billion people.
Right. Exactly. It's just gambling in a lot of ways. And sometimes it doesn't work out.
Yeah. You thought this was free money and now a pandemic happened. This person hit the longest, you know, longest long bet of all time.
We would have had every show sold out for the whole so we're making a claim for total capacity, and everyone got a popcorn and soda, larges, and also at least one candy per person. It's $40 million.
Yeah, and the new Avengers would have been really good, and so everybody would have come and see all the movies would have been really good actually. Yep. So there's all that. I haven't cracked into my, like, I don't even feel like I'm usually a, like, scary movies in October guy, but I haven't cracked into any of them. I want to watch that Usher thing, House of Usher. That is such a, like, it's funny how weird the name of that, because of the prominence of the artist Usher, that, like,
yeah,
that's now a funny, weird name to me, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's some bar mitzvah grind in music, baby.
He's doing the Super Bowl. Everything's coming up Usher the next few months here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's doing it? It's funny. I saw the promotional image for the Super Bowl for him doing it, and he has like a grill with the number of the Super Bowl on his teeth. And it's, I guess, whatever number Super Bowl it is, got a V in the middle. So his middle tooth is a V, and it just looks like Tom Cruise's tooth, like his unit tooth, his middle sure. tooth.
Yeah. Middle tooth.
Yeah, middle tooth. Sounds like an old hobbit name. Middle tooth. Have you like banked any scary Halloween watches yet?
I can check my Letterboxd. We've done a few. We're probably going to get into the VHSs, which I have not. I've only seen one or two of, and Whitney's not seen any of.
The movies VHS. I thought you were damn, that's
just
cool.
VHSs, cool. Just some tapes.
I tell you what, that one lady in VHS, I don't like her. No, thank you.
That's fair. Since starting last month, let's say, right? Because it's, you know, because we started watching some horror stuff. We watched something called The Harbinger, which was pretty good. We watched Deadstream, which is pretty fun. That's a Shudder one. It's like a Twitch streamer who's been canceled, like does like a comeback thing where he stays in a haunted house. So it's all like from the perspective of like, you know, GoPros and stuff that he sets up around the house. It sounds more annoying than it is. But it's like a, you know, like just, a live streamer, whatever. Yeah, you know, it's just, not a video game thing.
In a closet. Yeah. But it'd be great if he's like in a closet. And he was like, thank you to, thanks for the sub, the Prime. Thank you for Prime. I don't know if I'll live through this.
I mean, he does talk to people in the chat because they make fun of him, so he goes back and forth. But there's a one on Hulu called No One Will Save You, which is like it's like a home invasion movie, but it's an alien. It's not really a horror movie per se, but it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the month, we watched Prom Night, which is the original, which is actually pretty good, with Jamie Lee Curtis slasher movie. We watched The Boogeyman this month, which is...
So you've logged quite a few.
Yeah, it's a really good Stephen King short story, but it's the movie's kind of a little bit generic, but, you know, whatever, it passes the time.
Mm-hmm.
We watched Texas
That's
Chainsaw
That's how I
Massacre.
Think of every movie. Was it well, bad? Yeah. My life is, you know, 1 hour's gone.
Killed two hours.
Yeah.
Texas Chainsaw, we watched something called... a movie called Bad Things, which is like a Shining kind of riff, and then Hell House LLC 2, the sequel... which was, you know, kind of fine. The original Hell House LLC, I think, is kind of shockingly good. It's like a found footage thing about a haunted house that goes wrong. So we're loading up. You know, that's probably the main stuff we're gonna watch. We're watching the Usher stuff, the House of Usher rather, and it's pretty good so far. So I would recommend that. But
Shelby just followed me this week on Letterboxd, and that must have been disappointing. I don't know if you've checked now, but you follow my Letterboxd account that I used for maybe 4 days. I'll read you my entire Letterboxd history. The Batman, 3.5 stars. The Imitation Game, 3.5 stars. Dune, 4.5 stars.
Hell yeah.
The End. That's what You're I think about movies.
You're very generous with the stars.
I guess I am. Well, I thought there would be more of a sample size. And so for the first two, I didn't want to go too far in either direction. I don't know.
I thought about, I don't do the stars. It's just like a neat app to click around in. I don't really interact with anybody, but I follow people and it lets me see stuff and what they think about stuff. But in terms of me putting out stuff, I just do my little private list so I can just keep a list of what I saw, and I do my diary so I can just scroll through like I did just now. I almost would prefer to make the whole thing private, frankly. I don't have any real interest in like doing funny reviews or doing bits or anything like that. It's like not, it's like stressful to have like another little thing to tap on that you have to put out stuff on, you know?
Not enough bits in the world. That's what I'm always saying. I mean, the stars thing, I feel like when I was doing it, I'm also like, I feel like if you're like a film guy, you're like saving your 5 stars for like, you know, generational Citizen Kane type shit. But I'm just not going to watch that. So my 5 stars is just I had a good time. That's my 5 stars. That's my ratings, you know. A thing. So I had a medium good time watching two of them, and I had a good, really good time watching Dune. That's my entire, you know, history of watching. That's my fair. Recommendations.
That's fair. Yeah. Speaking of 5 stars, I mean, for me, it's a 5-star just because it's a, and I'm not like a film person, so I don't take this too heavily. But it's a, it's called The Empty Man. It's extremely sick. I'm sure I've recommended it on here before.
Oh, we've talked about The Empty Man.
Yeah.
A little too long.
Rewatched it.
But good.
It's like so many good ideas. Yeah, it's not perfect, but it's so good. I very much enjoyed it. It was good to do a rewatch after a little while. So
Patty does love a movie titled The X Man, The Blank Man, some sort of man.
That's a 3.5.
Yeah,
fair enough, Shelby.
3.5. I thought it was like 3.5 hours, and I was like, that seems about right. Also,
no, it's like two. It's like 2 and change. I want to say. But I love the Bye Bye Man. That's a I have seen the Bye Bye Man. There is another movie called, I believe, The Midnight Man. That has Owen Wilson in it, I think. It's like a weird.
It's based on the Django Gold bit, The Midnight Man.
Come on, Midnight Man. No, it's from 2016, so he actually stole it from this. No, never mind. It's not. You know what? Owen Wilson is not in The Midnight Man. That was just, I think, a bit that I did for Whitney that where he says the Midnight Man in the Owen Wilson voice. So never mind.
Let's hear it.
It's The Midnight Man. I don't know. I don't remember. It's not very. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I'd like to see more of him coming back.
He's in Loki, which is the second season is confusing.
I heard it sucks, the second season. I think I heard from you that it sucks.
Not for me. Not for me. Other people.
Yeah. It did have a weird. I saw this like there. I saw a couple tweets that they were like talking about Loki, where they were like, "Imagine being somebody that watched Loki." And I was like, "That's
it was pretty fun. Fine. First season was pretty fun."
Yeah, imagine being somebody who watched Blue Beetle. Like that's not Loki's fine. It's whatever. I mean,
Blue Beetle looked like it was probably fun too. It just came out at the worst. the tail end of anyone giving a shit about superhero movies in general, and also DC like. Made that like right before they decided they're like rebooting their whole deal, so they didn't support it at all. They just like dumped it out and were like, here it is. We don't care if it makes money, you know. So
it also came out at the worst time, which is the continuous time in which nobody knows what the fuck Blue Beetle is.
That is a problem, yeah. If it wasn't like a DC property, it could have just been like a fun, you know what I mean? Like a fun movie where it wasn't weighted down with that. It's like, oh yeah, this guy gets like. I don't know, man. This kid gets like
beetle
a
powers?
Thing from space, and he's got like a robot thing, and yeah. It's like, okay,
do you know what the Blue Beetle is?
It's like an alien spacesuit, I want to say.
Yeah, okay. So we don't... I like pitched to Cracked an article where I was like, 5 things that I think Blue Beetle might be. I don't know what he is. And like... Because it suggests that he would have like beetle powers, but I'm like...
The power of a beetle.
Like, I remember Hercules beetles can lift a lot of stuff. That's like a fun Zoo Books fact that's lodged in my brain, but like...
Can roll a ball of dung.
That would be sick. I would watch that. Just rolling a huge ball of dung around.
I believe in Blue Beetle, because based on the trailer, like...
Rolling a big ball of dung into the bank? Robbery is over. It's all about this big dung ball now.
What? Yeah. No. Susan Sarandon is, I think, the bad guy in that movie, and she like wants the beetle powers for herself or something.
What a stupid fucking movie.
Here, like Susan Sarandon saying,
give
like,
me your beetle straight, powers.
With a straight face, like, I need those beetle powers or whatever. Yeah,
give me your beetle.
I would give them to her. For you.
What? You would give
Shelby
them to
would
her?
Give them to her.
Shelby would give up the blue beetle in a second to ruin his life.
I don't care. I don't care what happens to humanity once she gets the beetle powers.
Yeah, I would ruin my blue beetle powers for Jamie Lee Curtis or what? Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon. Yeah.
Yeah. Why is she in that? Interesting. Why is this any of this happening?
It's a
Susan. Take me to your ping pong establishment.
That's right. Take me to Spin Lounge or whatever.
Does
it is.
She own yeah. a ping pong place?
Yeah, she was dating the guy who was like
a ping
was
pong
the
magnate?
Proprietor of Spin Lounge. Yeah.
I'm a ping pong proprietor. That's like a fucking warm up for improv.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, part of comedy is you know so many people who work at a bowling alley. I know like 5 people who work at a bowling alley. You know, it feels like not a New York thing that you'd end up knowing, but you do. All great guys.
I don't know if I know anybody who's.
You definitely know people
who works. Who do we know? Well, we don't have to get into this. We can talk about it after.
Yeah. A great bowling alley, the gutter. Cool place, fun place.
I guess I wouldn't have thought about that as. You're right. That is ultimately a bowling alley. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
We go there a lot and do not bowl. So that's why I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah, I mean, most of the times we've been there, I don't think we would have, in good faith, been allowed to bowl. They did let us bowl. We did. There it is. I knew Shelby was digging through the crates for the bowling bin sound. They did let us bowl after the live show there, which was, I don't know, questionable decision. But hey, you know, give some people some 14-pound balls. I'll throw up. Well, Blue Beetle, cool.
Powers.
They're really, this is how I feel is like, there's so many superheroes that I think they even, like, even for the rabid people, they're running into shit where, because I was playing that phone Marvel card game or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's just so many people you've never fucking heard of.
The Contest of Champions or the card game one? There's a couple of them.
Snap.
Okay. I have a friend who spent like... I don't want to say hundreds, but it might have been hundreds of dollars on Contest of Champions. And then it was like, I have to stop this. It's like, yeah, I would say so. It's like a fighting game on your phone. It sounds like it's no fun to play. But the controls sound like a fucking disaster. Like your touch screen fight game controls. Like, I don't think so.
Just this smearing the shit out of your fucking phone screen. Unusable.
Any activity with a phone as like a time killing thing where you have to turn it landscape ways is like not doable, not happening.
Don't do that. Yeah, don't do that.
You cannot broadcast that you're playing a game to people. No. I'm reading in landscape. I'm reading a important philosophy book.
Doing anything on landscape mode?
I'm not
in your
Black
phone?
Widow fighting the Hulk or whatever.
Doing anything on landscape phone. Landscape mode in your phone in public feels like they're watching porn. Like you kind of think they're watching porn. It just has that vibe where you're like, "What are you doing?" Like
there's a rebuttable presumption that you're watching porn. You have to. Yeah. It's on you to prove that you're not watching porn.
Yeah, you gotta show everybody.
No.
Yeah, hook it up to a Bluetooth. Let us hear. Let's see what's going on. That would be even more embarrassing. Playing it and then you don't realize your sound is like that thing where you have your. Because that happened to me on the train where I thought I had headphones in and I didn't. And luckily it was just like, if anything, people just thought I was like a bitch because I was listening to like soft classical music to try to sleep. So I guess they thought I was a guy who like slammed on some soft piano and then like blasted that in the train car.
Oh, you're making everybody listen to this? Come on, man.
Yeah, but thinking your headphones are in or they're not and you're playing the Marvel phone fighting game and it's just... Just repeatedly being like, Hulk smash!
Yeah!
Yo! Yeah. Oh, this is a jam, though. That song rules. It's also in Earthworm Jim. Anyways.
Yeah!
What a horrible... Well, maybe one of the top worst games to have to listen to. Yeah, they're very... I mean, even Snap is like... I mean, at this point, they're so good at knowing how to remove all value from money in your head just by putting it through like 4, you know, levels of of fake currency where they're like, look, it's only a dollar for 28 jewels, and then 28 jewels is worth 5 gold bars, and 5 gold bars, I mean, that's, you can buy a new variant. And it's like, okay, I think this is free at this point. I'm pretty
You'd
sure this
is
free.
You'd be an idiot not to, dude.
Yeah. And it's hooked up directly to my Apple credit card, which feels like a fake credit card anyways. So just, you know, go. Hit it. No problem. Yeah. Man, I also... this is just something, because I was checking my email right before you did this. I was like, it feels like I'm having so many like payday loans and personal loans advertised to me as if I won something. That needs to stop. I don't know what's, we need to elect like the most draconian FCC chair and just let them go nuts for like 4 years. Just somebody who just shuts down everything on the internet that's not Wikipedia, and then we start from scratch. Because the fucking like robocalls and people being like aggressively advertised psychoactive medication like 4 times a minute this is not sustainable. Hims should not be able to sell me antidepressants. I don't know when this happened, but you can't sell those.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's better than it could be, you know, in terms of who's in office, so who was appointed to the FCC. But yeah, I want somebody who's like has the authority to call in drone strikes on like robocalling centers. You know what I mean? We should be able to, you know, like this has to stop.
Somebody tweeted that, and they were like, I legitimately think the Democrats would sweep. It would be like complete blue wave if they just stopped robocalls. If Biden just stopped robocalls, like an unimaginable, unimpeachable level of goodwill, like from the public. Because they'd interviewed some lady, and she was like literally a 2-issue voter. And the first one was probably something bad. But the second one was robocalls. She was like, you know, this is like some crazy lady or whatever, I think. And she's like, first of all, like, you know, life begins whenever you get a conception. She's like, second of all, please make the robot stop calling me and I will vote for you.
Yeah.
So shut them down. I don't know.
Well, there's probably some guy who's the CEO of one of these shitty companies. It's a big donor. You know what I mean? Like he donates
to
Jeep all the
Pie,
right.
It's on site.
Yeah. Is it still a Jeep Pie?
No, he's gone. He's gone. he's in the private sector. I'm sure he works as a lobbyist at one of the big companies or something.
Yeah, yeah. He's
If I had to guess, I would say that he.
No, it's cool. I like that they have, you know, just like made cool logos for payday loan companies, and now they're like, whoa, sick. Take out a payday loan. Yeah, very cool. Everything is good and fine. I like it. Man, I still can't believe they can sell like medicine that alters the chemistry of your brain. Seems like,
I mean, that, yeah, not good. You know, they have a doctor, isn't there like ostensibly some kind of doctor looking at it or something right before they prescribe it?
So I had a trouble for a second. I was switching insurance and I was having trouble getting my medication. Mm-hmm. And I looked into Hims and did it. And I didn't end up doing it because it's really expensive through Hims. It's like $85, which is crazy. At least compared. And I have shitty insurance and it's not that much. So, but they did not, as far as I know, did not check that I had a prescription for it before, so they didn't know that. And I did, like, I don't think I ever spoke to anyone one-on-one. Mm-hmm. I think I sent them, like, a summary of how sad I felt, and they were like, great, we've prescribed you antidepressants. And it was like, you know, people kind of usually need to be, like, monitored on this for the first 2 weeks sort of thing. Yeah, it just seems like, I mean, I'm sure there's some money flowing, but...
It does seem like there's a balance to be struck between making it easier to get and, you know, removing some of the traditional barriers to people getting help, but also like, yeah, maybe don't make it, you know, don't have an add to cart button for the whole process.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't have an add. Yeah. Don't just be able to toss it in. And also seemingly, as far as I can tell, like maybe it's just the one variant of antidepressants that have, you know, passed some patent timeline. But it's like, that's the only one. It's like, I don't know. It's That's pretty wild. Definitely don't buy it from Wish.com. Don't go on Temu and get don't get the Temu sertraline drop shipped from overseas.
But it only costs $1.08 without a prescription. Come on.
Yeah, well, it's not. I find that it's not being digested, and I'm shitting them out the same they looked when they came in. So I don't think I can trust this medication.
I don't know what these are coated with.
But. Yeah, they're just coated with lead paint. These are just lead paint chips. Little small lead paint chips give you strength. Well, we've riffed. Apologize for the or been terrified of the fall of the state of our world and everyone's mental health. We covered that. That was one of the big things we wanted to hit, I assume.
Yeah. Blue Beetle.
We got all this stuff here. We were talking about Halloween plans, and in particular, I mean, everyone's Halloween plans, but also Liza's possibility of being put in a costume without grievous results, and what if there's anything being floated for?
Yeah, we're looking into it. You know, that's where we
very strongly
where we started. We're looking very strongly into it. You know, we would like to go somewhere. The Tompkins Square Park was canceled, then it was uncanceled. I guess the big dog parade. So that's good, but I don't know if we're going to go over there. There's a Madison Square Park thing, but I think it's in like the afternoon on a weekday, so that's tough work wise. Yeah, we're going to, I don't know, we'll probably get something and try to put her in it and see how long it lasts. To my knowledge, we have never put her in anything that encloses, like, you know, that wraps her body up, basically. Like, she has a harness, and that clips kind of behind her shoulders and around her belly, but that's a huge hassle to get on. But once it's on, she doesn't try to take it off. So maybe that would work with, you know, like a thing that makes her look like a little hot dog or like a bumblebee or
something. A dinosaur. Yeah, some scales.
But we'll have to
You're not going to do the... I mean, the classic is the one that gives...
Nothing her, on her head. Nothing's going on her head, because right. We're not going to be able to get it on there.
The ones that give her an extra pair of arms up front, and one of them is holding a little knife, make her look like a little Chucky, that's a pretty good...
Yeah, that's more of a Willy costume, I think, but it is a good costume. That's the... Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's... I don't think my parents will go for that one, but he's... Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
That's a classic. He's so much. It's so funny because, like, I think I've said this. He's like so much smaller than I thought. You know what I mean? Like, because
you only saw pictures.
No, like because I was used to him being the size he was. I didn't think it was that small for a dog. And then we got Liza, who's like, you know, medium size, but she like dwarfs him. He's just like a little guy.
Like, yeah, she's grown. She's like, you know, like a real like thigh height, like a medium sized dog. Yeah. Right. Yeah,
as advertised, thankfully. So, but she, there's something so funny about like him being like barking and being tough, and then you can just be like, "All right, buddy," you just pick him up like under your arm with like one hand with like no difficulty
by the scruff. Yeah, just put your hand on his head, and he won't be able to reach you. As swinging his little fists,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean that's always like another comic somebody, you know, on Instagram, like the. She'd posted pictures of her dog a bunch. I never met the dog. And she's very short. And so, like, the first time I actually met the dog, I was like, really just threw me. Because I was like, oh, this is like a small, little, tiny dog. But in my head, I was like, it's just a massive. I don't know. So I could see that. But are you guys doing Halloween costumes yourself? Or is all of the effort, is it all being put, channeled through Liza's possible costume?
I don't actually know. I mean, we'll probably do something, but we might just go back to the well with the stuff we have around the house, you know, like the Pokemon outfits or what, you know what I mean? Like just something. Cause it's like, whatever, we're going out.
Did you do the Pokemon? Which Pokemon did you choose?
I have a Snorlax and a Whitney has a Charmander, I believe is what we are, but they're just like the, you know, onesie type deals. Yeah. They're very comfortable.
I'd love to see a Squirtle in there. Maybe with the squad sunglasses, but you know,
hey, so you know,
make Liza one of the Pokemon. Make her Pikachu. Just dye her completely yellow.
Yeah, she'd love that. She'd love that. I was just Googling like dog Halloween costumes because I don't even know where to look for this stuff. But there was something that I just thought was really. It's the first sponsored result when you Google best Halloween dog costume. And it's from Amazon, and it has been haunting my thoughts. Like, just, but I'll send it to you in the
Jeffrey
chat.
Dahmer.
It's a dog Jeffrey Dahmer costume, which I think is really messed up and not sensitive at all to what happened to those people.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. It's not even a costume. It's just a it's just a dog wig.
It's just a phrase.
Just that I giving also your can't dog stop a bob. Thinking about dog wig. It's a wig for a dog, and it looks like Edna Mode from The Incredibles. But it's on like a Frenchie, and it's just like, well, there
it's
it
the
is.
Berries and cream haircut. It's the berries and cream guy.
It is. Oh no!
This is what you should put on Liza. Just this wig.
Just a wig, because it's like all these.
What
costumes,
is she? She's got a bob.
Right. That's the thing, right? You look at these dogs on the Amazon page and the costumes. Most of them have nothing else on. It's like, what? Oh yeah. What's your dog costume? Oh, just a wig. What if the dog had hair? It's like, I guess.
Oh, well, the link for this dog wig is exactly the type of carnage I would have expected.
Yeah, there's a lot of trackers in there. It also says the title is Trimmable Decorations Halloween Christmas Festivals. It's like, what? It's a dog wig. Well, why would that be? What is this SEO?
For small, medium, large dogs. Okay, yeah. Suitable for most dogs. Become the most noticeable pet. That's true, especially if it's not a holiday.
And there's like a little video if you go through the little, and it just says wig on dog, and it's on a Spuds McKenzie dog.
Yeah, that one looks emo. He looks like fucking Pete Wentz. I like this too. It's washable, so the dog costume must be dried naturally or dried gently with a dry towel after washing. If you are at a point at which you're washing a dog wig, man,
this thing's disgusting. I gotta clean this up.
Just been getting far too much use out of my dog wig. Do you see the picture of it on another day? And it just says funny showtime, really big.
Yeah, time for a funny show. Check this out.
Oh, well, here you go. Do you know Liza's head girth?
I do not know.
Head girth of this dog wig is 30 to 60 centimeters.
I would imagine she's probably within the range. You know, she's kind of like standard size dog, I feel like. You know, if you think of a dog, that's about how big she is. So, yeah.
Yeah. Premium material. Real hair.
Real hair. I don't want to hear about that. That's no good. It's from a lady who was very sick.
Here's a good, what I assume is a translation error, is one of the ads down here says it's a decent gift for your pet. It could be worse.
Pretty decent.
Trimmable hair length. Don't do that.
Sorry, hang on. I can't go out tonight. I gotta stay in and trim this dog wig.
Gotta give my dog wig just an inch all around off.
I'm bleaching this dog wig. You guys don't have a platinum blonde dog wig, only the brown. Okay, well, I guess I know what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah, sorry my sink is stained. I was dyeing my dog's wig earlier. <you know. laughs> Where are you going? No, come back.
Right. Oh, you want to leave. Okay.
Oh, here, I'll send. I mean, I guess we'll share. We'll just, post unexplained photos of all these. This is like an even more horrible looking.
No. It's like the I dream of genie wig.
It's a high blonde ponytail.
For sale dog wig never trimmed.
Oh, no.
Never trimmed. Here we go. Yeah. I mean, Shelby, we could just pop that out on Twitter with no explanation. That would be fantastic.
I have an even better one. This might be the best of the three.
This wig also, the top knot, the high pony wig, 100% polyester, incredibly flammable.
Very flammable. This thing would just burst into flames.
Do not let your dog walk near a power outlet with this high ponytail. Okay. Let's see. Oh, boy.
Looks like ramen noodles. curly blonde wig.
It looks like one of those TikTok guys. Your dog's like, your dog is no cap in this fucking wig.
That is a no. Yeah, that's a no cap ass dog for sure. Man, what a wonderful world we've entered here. The
if
full
you click
breath.
The black curly hair one. It's a dog dressed like one of the guys from Squid Game. So there's that.
That's cool. There's one that looks like
cool.
There's one here that looks like a beetle wig. That's pretty good. It's like a little kind of Justin Bieber beetle thing.
Oh, hold on. Let me Google blue beetle dog costume. Will Timu come through? Let's see.
My dog needs to look like it has beetle powers.
Blue Beetle costume revealed in DC movie set photos. Let me see the hit counter on that page. This is just an absolute wasteland of interest. Yeah, not seeing any Blue Beetle dog costumes.
There's a lot of Beetlejuice, though, which is fun.
Hey, maybe that's what'll be it from Halloween. Maybe I'll buy this $148 Blue Beetle costume from Etsy. Just full 3D printed Blue Beetle.
You can buy a Blue Beetle costume for your Build-A-Bear, which depending on the size of your dog, you know, you could probably force it on there. It probably would not take the head part, but the body part you could probably, you know, you could modify it slightly and get it on.
Yeah. Now there's a marketing crossover that everyone is frothing at the mouth for. Hey, what do you do? I work on promotion
before they sell out.
It's only $18, so get in while you can.
Yeah. Here's another, we'll end with this thing here. Blue Beetle fans can't get enough of character's dope costume. I would argue that they could.
Well, if they're Blue Beetle fans, then they can't get enough, because that's sort of a self-fulfilling headline, right? Like, of course they can't.
Yeah. They're going to be disappointed. Blue Beetle 2.
Dog Yoda costume or a dog. Okay, a dog costume where the dog looks like an AT-AT. That's also pretty good.
Oh, yeah. There's good dog costumes. There's no lying about that. I like the little UPS guy where you...
A dog where your dog looks like a Bantha and has a Tusken Raider on it. This is obviously all Star Wars themed, to be clear.
Yeah, just do that thing where you put a little cowboy on her back. Do that.
That's a fun one.
That's good enough. That's fun.
The last thing I sent you was one of the suggested things is a fake dog teeth. What dog is tolerating this?
If you can get it in there, though, man, this looks funny.
It's very funny, but it's like, I cannot imagine getting your dog just like, yeah, what do you like, put peanut butter in it or something so they don't hate it? Like, what? In what world?
Yeah, and to be clear, this like goes over their real teeth.
Right. This would be annoying if you were a person. Like, you're a kid. He's not going to put this on. A dog is ungovernable with this kind of stuff.
Ungovernable. Yeah, no way you can get it. I'm shocked they could even get a single picture of this.
But they do look very funny, to be clear. But the dog also looks kind of humiliated, so I'm not sure what, you know.
Well, I think the
dog
is, like, no idea what's happening.
Why have you done this? Why have you done this to me? I deserve better than this.
This picture looks like those memes of the, like, you know, they have, like, British-looking animals, and they're like, ah, vomit smashing, mate. This vomit is absolutely chippy. yeah, well, hey. I can't recommend that to you enough. Just hop on a Temu or Amazon and just see what they've got going on. And just put in dog Halloween costume, sort price low to high, and go nuts.
Also search dog wig, search dog fake teeth. You know, there's a lot of options for you to have there. So.
We still have the Alexa, search dog wig on Amazon. Check them out. See what's going on over there. So many dog wigs. Oh, cool. You can get dreadlocks for your dog. That seems inadvisable.
Finally, a Rasta dog. My dog for Halloween is Adrian Brody in his Rasta Man character on SNL. So
yeah. Making my dog a Rasta for Halloween. Yeah, well, before I go too far down this hole of looking at dog costumes, there's the UPS one. Like it. Should we wrap this thing up?
Yeah, I think that'll do it. Yeah, UPS one is good. Check it out. Dogs. Wigs. You know it.
This is good. This site has everything. Dogs, wigs, dog wigs. Give it a look. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Goodbye.